Who are you?
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5, presented by Zata Jewelers, KFNC and KFNC HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston. Time for Vanessa and Gallant.
That sounds good. I'll have that.
Featuring Vanessa Richardson.
This is not a common opinion. This is not a popular opinion.
And Paul Gallant.
I think for the average person that sees me, they don't know that I'm a cat dad.
On ESPN 97.5 and 92.5, from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
We made it. We made it, guys. It's Friday. TGIF. I'm Vanessa Richardson. That man is Paul Gallant.
Friday. Got to get down on Friday. Everybody's looking forward to the weekend, Vanessa.
Yes, I am.
Partying, yeah?
Sean Mapes behind the glass. I'm hosting pregame and postgame for Astros this weekend, so I will not be partying.
Ooh, look
but
at
you
me.
Can come see me at Minute Maid Park. Come see the Astros take on the Marlins.
You
it'll
should
be fun.
Definitely try to talk to Vanessa as she's on the air.
Yeah, that'll go over really
that'll
well.
That'll go over
oh,
great.
Oh, trust me, people do. No, you don't have to entice people. They do. I had somebody try to have a conversation about George Springer with me for like 5 minutes while I was on
yeah,
the air.
I mean,
very random.
I mean, George Springer, the Astros got a trade to bring him back. You need some more pop in the lineup right now. Center field, you know, a little bit of a question mark. I think it's a really natural question, and you and your classic elitist form, you just didn't want to talk to him in your ivory tower on stage in center field.
You know, it's like you can't talk while you're doing pregame show. It's crazy how that works. Do you have any fun weekend plans?
Actually, I have none. This is the first weekend in a while where I have made absolutely zero plans. I think I might just stay in the whole time and be a real homebody.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
Well, my mind will change in like 3 hours probably. But for now, I'm going to stay in and do chores.
Chores question mark?
Do people chores on the weekend?
Yeah, some people chores on the weekend. You, however, my friend, do not chores on the weekend. But all right, so we want to know what you guys are doing. Let us know. For the first time in about a week, we have not had any new Deshaun Watson news overnight.
So we're going to talk about it anyway.
A big week for Deshaun Watson news, from Rusty Harden's happy endings comment on the flagship to additional lawsuits, the 23rd and the 24th, and then a lot of information and reports about the investigation. The most recent, Ian Rappaport of NFL Network, of course, hopping on the Pat McAfee show, talking about the NFL investigation and Deshaun Watson.
Let me also add one more thing. Remember we talked about a couple weeks ago where, and Roger Goodell came out and said, the investigation is coming to a close, right? Well, when these new allegations came, these are now being looked into. So I would say it's still on the back end, on the back nine, as you would say. But I don't think it's over, because I believe the league is investigating these new claims as well and talking to Deshaun Watson about it as well.
So let me translate that. It's not that Ian Rappaport thinks that it's not over. He knows. He just can't say that because he can't make it clear that he's privy to that information. But he does work for NFL Network. So he knows. This means it's not over. And I actually think that this was really revealing and is probably not being talked about enough that he says it's not over.
The last part in particular was intriguing. So let's assume that the NFL has already spoken to Deshaun Watson.
Which we know they have. At least a little bit.
Now they're speaking with him again. Just naturally, that conversation is going to be different. You think the NFL is going to go in and likely mail in their actual interview of Deshaun Watson? They're probably going to say, look, we thought that this was done. We thought that everything you told us was everything that happened. So now they might press a little bit more. And I'm curious as to how Watson would answer those questions. Do you just say the same thing as before? He might believe he can get away with doing that just based off of everything that's happened thus far. Maybe he offers them rap lyrics or something like that. Whatever the case, I feel like this time around, it's going to be really hard for Deshaun Watson to talk his way out of it, where I feel like he probably has to an extent in the past.
Yeah, Deshaun just like prints out future lyrics and gives it to Roger Goodell. This says everything.
Percocet.
I need to say.
Molly Percocet.
Yeah, I think
gotta represent.
The thing that I've wondered is if that number that Jenny Vrintas gave of at least 66 massages in 17 months, did the NFL know that? Or did Watson say, look, the 20, because remember there were like 15-ish women that came out in support of Watson. Do you remember that?
Yes.
Okay, so
not shady at all.
So what my question is did Deshaun Watson tell the NFL, look, yes, there are the 22 lawsuits. There may be one more. And then those 15 women that supported me. So maybe 45, you know, math is hard, but maybe 45 masseuses at the most. But that's it. That's it. That's it. And then this Vrintas, and this is pure speculation. But when that comes out, does the NFL say, okay, this is at least 66, and this is the only, like you've pointed out, Paul, receipts. How many were done with cash?
Mm-hmm.
So how many more are there? And that's the only, look, the NFL has been kind of ignorant about this to begin with.
Yeah, they want it to be done, but it's never going to be done.
No, they want it to be done. That number that Jenny Vrintas gave of total massages that are just backed up by receipts could be the thing that I think the NFL says, okay, you genuinely were untruthful about us just about the sheer number.
Right. And then factor in that because of the sheer number, there's likely going to be cases about this going all the way into 2024. Let's also just admit this. There will be more. If this is not it, there's going to be more lawsuits just based off of the sheer numbers. Some more will pop out. This is not something that's going to fade from the public consciousness in the same way that it did with Ben Roethlisberger back in the day. Obviously, two totally different situations. And I'm glad about that because that'll help the Texans draft picks out.
From a football perspective, it's
because we only talk about it from a football perspective, you know, sticking to sports.
The big question I also have post New York Times or New York Post, I think it's the Times.
Yeah. It'd be funny if the New York Post was doing investigative journalism like that.
Definitely is not Post. What did Britt Nicaro, that's the security guy that's named in the article, the one that gave Watson the NDA. If the NFL is investigating that, which I believe Ian Rapoport said they are, who instructed Brent Nicaro to do that?
Who gave the code red?
Or did he do it himself? I am going to doubt that he did it himself.
You have to hope he did it himself, though.
You're really, really, really hoping that he did it himself.
Right.
Because the NFL finds that it was somebody with the front office, with PR, one of the coaches at the time. I mean, I think that could have some serious ramifications.
It could, but we've talked about this several times on the show. Chris Carter once taught us that you always need a fall guy.
Yeah.
If I'm the Texans, I'm dropping bags of cash off at that guy's place, and I'm saying, fall on the sword, homie.
Right.
We got you. It's going to be okay.
Right. Here's
a bunch of cash.
We'll get you a bunch of cash, and you can retire early. But I think that'll be, if the NFL investigates that, that could involve higher-ups. It could. I'm not saying that it will. Some breaking news from Brett McMurphy on Twitter, who covers college sports really closely. UCF, Cincinnati, and Houston have reached an early exit agreement to leave the AAC and join the Big 12 on July 1st, 2023.
Okay.
So we got about a year.
Okay. Well, good for the Cougs. That's nice. It's a shame that, you know, hasn't happened as quickly as I think
there were
they would have liked.
That it would actually seep into 2024. I remember when I covered the announcement that there were some possibilities that certain sports wouldn't be eligible to leave until 2024. So I guess 2023 is a little sooner than they thought. But this will be the last season of Big 12 life for the Cougs.
You mean
AAC. Excuse me.
Last year, Big 12 life for Texas and Oklahoma, right?
But
no. Hang on.
No.
Hang on, Sean. You're shaking your head.
It's unlikely. Nothing official like that so far. But right now, it's still 2025. First year for Oklahoma, Texas. And
that's
SEC.
Right. That's right.
So there's
going
to be 2 years of mega Big 12.
Does that?
Yes.
Wait. Does that mean that we could possibly have Cougs versus UT?
We likely will.
That would be awesome.
Let's go.
Yeah, that'd be really cool.
Oh, man.
So you think there will be a two-year, Sean's a UT alum, by the way. You think there will be a two-year overlap where the Cougs are in the Big 12 and Texas and Oklahoma still are?
At the very least, 23, and then probably 24 as well.
Okay, so 20. So
and then 25 would be the first year where Texas and Oklahoma play in the SEC.
That was the concern I remember with the television contracts, was that Texas and Oklahoma were tied to some of those television contracts and couldn't get out of the Big 12 early.
UT is going to be so pissed about this. Yeah. They're picking up the phone right now. They're trying to get out. This is what the Cougs have always wanted, right? A chance to stick it to UT, especially after they took away Tom Herman.
Oh, yeah.
I generally lean UT in a lot of things, but I would love to see the Cougars kick UT's ass.
I actually think that Dana Holgorsen and the Cougars
I think they
could
might
absolutely kick Steve Sarkisian and the the Texas Longhorns ask?
Right now, definitely. A couple years from now with a couple more recruits. Because Sarkisian actually has done a pretty good job recruiting.
Yeah, he has.
Oh, my God. This is exciting to me. Look, the Cougs have always deserved this shot. Right. They had been knocking on the door for a long period of time, and the only reason that they weren't allowed into the Big 12 is because there was paranoia from the other Big 12 schools. What? They're not as justified to get into the Big 12 as TCU, as Baylor, as Texas Tech. Like, come on. You know, like they deserve to be in there. They have a track record of success, unlike any of those programs in multiple sports, I would say. So, yeah.
Are you UT alum? What do you think, Sean?
Oh, I'm super excited. I mean, the whole thing with like, U of H might beat Texas. Like, yeah, I don't care. Like,
oh, you're good with that.
Yeah, sure. You're okay with that.
No, it is.
You're not okay with that.
Kansas has beaten Texas twice since I've been to school. Like, since I've gone to school.
But how many Kansas fans do you know? They're not going to rub it in your face. If you have UH people.
UH people already rubbed the fact that Texas sucks in my face.
Well, what if they beat you?
I don't care.
Retreating from the conference that they just joined. UT looks like a bunch of cowards right now, even though that's not actually the case. It's not like they're running from UH.
To be fair, they're kind of like Texas is leaving. They're like, oh, I guess we'll win an U of H now.
See, there we go.
We're gonna now since we're no longer a Power Five conference, we'll win in U of H and UCF.
there's the looking down. There's the looking down right there.
I guess now we can lower our standards with these people.
God. You may be one of the most level headed Longhorns.
No, but there it was.
But you showed a little bit there.
We squeezed it out of you.
Yeah, there's always a little bit.
All right, coming up on Vanessa and Gallant, we're playing a little game of Astros buy sell, plus talking about one of the biggest acquisitions in the offseason for the Raiders. That's next.
ESPN 97.5.
Oh, O'Reilly. This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street, and we were back on the road in no time.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Progressive knows that most people don't get to experience making a game-winning touchdown or a walk-off home run, so we're going to talk to you like you did something great so you can bask in the glory.
Oh, man, I was there. That time that you bundled your home, auto, motorcycle, and other vehicles with Progressive? That was awesome. People were freaking out. I bet you get this all the time, but can I get an autograph?
If you can't bask in sports glory, at least you can bask in the glory of saving money when you bundle your home and other vehicles with Progressive. Coverage from Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and third-party insurers. Discounts not available in all states or situations.
Hey guys, BK here, and so is spring. If you're looking for the perfect beer to accompany your great times all season long, you gotta go with Altstadt Beer. It's approachable, easy to drink, and perfect for any occasion. Whether you're chilling on the patio, grilling out with friends, or hanging by the pool, there's an Altstadt Beer for you. The lager and Kolsch are perfect for the warmer weather, and the Hefeweizen is incredibly refreshing. One taste is all it takes. It is the official beer of BK. It should be the official beer of you as well. It's Altstadt Beer. No impurities. No regrets.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-204-9400. 800-204-9400. That's 800-204-9400.
One of the best things we've done to manage our business, outsourcing our human resources, payroll, and benefits administration to HR&P. Hi, I'm Chad Clay, owner of CEP Sorbents, the industry leader in oil spill cleanup products, and have dealt with numerous oil spill disasters. Knowing up close what a disaster looks like, we have chose to avoid them in our offices. So we called HR&P. HR&P guides us through the landmines of HR, payroll, and benefit compliance so my team can focus solely on helping our clients with their problems. Having HR&P just makes sense.
Get started at HRP.net.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Starting trouble. No one likes that. We'll get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we'll take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $69.99. You can learn more about our battery selection at AutoZone.com. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Claim based on data from the NPD Group 2021.
Hey, Dad? Cool if I change this?
They may not get each other's music, but they can both get a COVID-19 booster shot. Because the CDC recommends booster shots for people 12 years and older after completion of a primary series. Schedule an appointment as soon as you are eligible. Sponsored by BioNTech and Pfizer.
You're back with Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5. From the Veritex Community Bank Studios, here's Vanessa Richardson and Paul Gallant.
Tale as old as time. We're getting close to the halfway mark of the season, and we think the Astros are probably going to go to the World Series. In our defense, they have.
It's the expectation.
It's the expectation. And according to a chart that you found on Reddit, I thought that this was really interesting. They have the second best chance to make the World Series.
Right. Michael Schwab posted this. You might know him from online.
Astros Twitterer.
Right. He is like the number one. Hey, I found content, and I'm going to post it. It's great. Great stuff. So they have the second best chance to win the World Series and the best chance in the AL West to win the division and get a bye. Their percentage chance to make the World Series is 12.1%. I have no idea how this was calculated. It is behind the Dodgers, who are at 15.7% to win the World Series. The Yankees are right behind the Astros in the three spot at 11.1%. The Mets are 10.9%. Do you buy the Astros as having the second best chances in all of baseball to win the World Series? Because I would like to say that. There's a part of me, though, that is really wondering about their production at the corner infield. Are they getting enough? Right now, hell to the no. It has been way below par, especially considering the two guys that they have playing at first base, at third base. And I do have some questions, not about the rotation, but about the actual bullpen itself. When you're throwing Rafael Montero out there a bunch, yeah, I'm sorry. I don't care if he's had a couple of good outings. That guy terrifies me. And there's a bunch of other people not named Ryan Presley that also I don't exactly enjoy watching out there on the hill.
Yeah, when the bullpen gets gassed, you can tell very quickly. I'm not worried, you know, necessarily about pitching as a whole, but then you look at, okay, when is Lance McCullers Jr. going to come back? And when he comes back, what kind of shape is he going to be in? We still don't know for sure about Jake Odorizzi unless I completely missed something there. So I think there are plenty of questions. It's not the strongest team, you know, that they've had in the last 6 years when they've gone to the World Series. But what we've also seen with this Astros team and this franchise repeatedly is that they're able to make something happen, get hits in the last minute, and make it happen. So if they make it to the World Series, your dream opponent is who?
So I think most people would say the Los Angeles Dodgers, and I have a hard time saying not the Los Angeles Dodgers. I do think that you need to set those idiots in their place, you know, because going to Dodger Stadium, which I don't know, I might do next weekend, going to Dodger Stadium, that's one of those places.
Are you
places,
going to LA next weekend?
I don't know. I might. I'm not 100% sure. I know it sounds so flaky.
No. I actually am. I also do things last minute, so I can't really critique you. I think the responsible one of the group, Sean Mapes.
I do think I'm going to Dodger Stadium, and there's a part of me that wants to wear Astros gear to see if somebody will attack me so I can finally go viral on TikTok.
I go
to Dodger Stadium and get stabbed and I'll be like, just for content. Now, hopefully they'll miss my organs and stuff.
You should wear a body cam.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, Sean.
A what do they call it, a GoPro on
No, that'll be to see.
No, but like a cop, like where
like a hidden body cam.
Yeah, in between his Hawaiian shirt buttons, okay. Just wear a body cam.
I definitely want to wear just all Astros stuff and just to see what happens to a non-Astros game. But
would you be quiet about it, or are you going to walk in the stands?
And
I'd be
quiet.
How about Altuve?
No, I don't do that. You just walk around with a bleep eating grin because you know you're better than these losers.
Okay, you need to actually do this.
And nice asterisk World Series. I'm thinking about it. We'll see. I will have friends with me, so it's not exactly like that might happen. So the Dodgers should be the team that I want. I'm not going to lie though, and I went on this deep rabbit hole during the I want to say it was December, whenever they released that documentary 30 for 30 about the 1986 New York Mets.
Oh, that was a good one.
Well, the Astros of 1986 featuring Mike Scott and amongst other players, that team played those New York Mets in the NLCS, and it was a hell of a series. And there's a part of me that would like to see Houston owning another New York sports franchise. So yeah, they would have just complete dominion over the entire city of New York.
Also, they played an NL East team in the Nationals, played an NL East team in the Braves, and now they would play another NL East team, the Mets. So, Phillies and Marlins next up.
I think that's true. Baseball should want an Astros-Yankees ALCS, and baseball should want, and the MLB should want, an Astros-Dodgers World Series.
Oh, definitely.
The amount of hate and vitriol.
Everyone hates the Astros.
It's still there.
The perfect bracket would be Astros-Yankees-Dodgers-Mets as far as like MLB.
Yeah.
Yes. You have the
because you have the big city.
The two big markets, and then you have the team that everyone hates.
It's a great point.
The Braves, by the way, have the fifth best odds to win the World Series. Obviously, they beat the Astros last year. Maybe the correct answer is, I love how I'm just like kind of just jumping all over the place. I really do want it to be 2-0 against the Dodgers, but to get revenge against the Atlanta Braves would also be nice. So if I had to power rank it, I would say Dodgers are the first team I would like to see the Astros, if they make it, play in the World Series. Number two, it's the Braves because you want to even that one up. And number three, the Mets.
All right. There was a players only meeting.
Uh-oh.
John Heyman reported the Marlins team had a players-only meeting. The teammates were criticizing Chisholm Jr. behind his back.
Classic.
So Mattingly made them talk it out face-to-face like grown men. Thoughts on players-only meetings?
I feel like they're always way more hyped. And I feel
we had a players-only meeting.
I think you say that you're having a players-only meeting as a way to make it seem like, yeah, we're taking the fact that we suck seriously.
Yeah.
It would have been great to hear in the midst of the Angels 14-game losing streak. Yeah, they're having a players-only meeting to figure things out. I suppose that a players-only meeting...
Instead, they did Nickelback.
...can be beneficial. Right, which we will talk about it later on in today's show. They decided that they were going to have walk-up music as Nickelback for every single batter, and that did not work out either. But I think... Players-only meetings always are much hyped, and I would also imagine that they're much ado about nothing. When has anyone truly been motivated to the point of changing their ways by something that someone else says? We see it in sports movies all the time, but that's not real, right?
Right? Not real life, no. It's a job at the end of the day for these guys. I mean, maybe Mattingly's viewpoint, and from his vantage point, it was better for them to just say everything they had to say. But, like, are you going to say something in front of those guys that you wouldn't say in front of Mattingly? These are all grown men.
Exactly.
Very strange.
I would imagine for you in TV that there's never – well, maybe there was, like, a boss who comes up and he's got, like, a big – he gives a big speech about how the ratings need to come up. I know we got that when I was in sports radio.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just need to – dig deep and work hard together. It's like, actually, we have no control over the ratings. The show that we're doing right now, we're working hard for it, and it's not going to have any impact. It's an entirely random system based off of Nielsen and Monopoly that totally screws over the industry. No big deal. I think in that situation, any situation, it's great to have everyone sit down and talk with each other, but it doesn't change a damn thing. You need to play better, period. That's it.
Davante Adams hoping to play even better than he has in Green Bay now that he's with Derek Carr, his old college teammate. They're together, of course, with the Las Vegas Raiders. And here's the thing I love about Davante Adams. He's actually honest with the media, other than when he said that he sees a lot of the same things in Derek Carr that he does in Aaron Rodgers. That was a little bit of a stretch. But he had a nice answer when he talked about to the media about leaving Green Bay and those conversations he had with 12.
Have you had conversations with Aaron since leaving Green Bay, and what was that goodbye like?
Oh, yeah. I mean, we've talked multiple times, and, you know, we talked throughout the whole process, too, and he was aware of, you know, where I stood, and I was aware of where he stood, and we had talks, just like what he said the other day. He mentioned we had talks about his future and what he thinks his duration in Green Bay or just football in general would look like, and, you know, that played into my decision as well, because, you know, where I'm in my career, you know, and this isn't a shot at anybody, any other quarterbacks are, you know, in Green Bay. You know, I love Jordan Love, especially. He's a great guy.
Not
but,
that much.
You know, I got aspirations of doing really, really big things and being remembered. And I just, you know, it wasn't really a point in my career that I was willing to sacrifice, you know, Aaron not being there, you know, after a year or two. So my decision was to be here, and he respected that. He understood that.
So this basically confirms that Rodgers is probably retiring in a year or two, which he said anyway. I think that's fascinating. Yeah, Devontae Adams is only 29. I mean, he said he wants to do big things. He wants to win a Super Bowl. I loved, because this reminds me of how I talk to men that I don't want to be serious with, where it's like, hey, I love Jordan Love. Like, it's nothing against him, blah, blah, blah. It's like, it's not you, it's me. And sometimes it really isn't them, but sometimes it is. And in this case, it definitely is Jordan Love.
Yeah, and it's that Green Bay's bleeping cold, too.
Right.
I imagine you don't want to be there during when should be a dramatic shift in the Packers organization. I mean, they've been probably the most consistent team in the NFL for the last 30 years. Brett Favre to Aaron Rodgers, my God. I mean, and it's like a prolonged period of success. I mean, yeah, the Colts had Peyton Manning and Andrew Luck, but even that, you know, what was that, 15, 16, 17, 18 years or so of being like a total powerhouse. A couple of things there along the way, Vanessa. First off, like, don't even try to acknowledge that you, or try to tell me that you weren't taking a shot at Tom Brady by calling Aaron Rodgers 12. I took that as a shot against Brady. Oh, 12? What? Aaron Rodgers is the only guy that gets to be number 12? Number one? Number two? Then I got a little bit happier when you said that 29 is not that old. As someone who is younger than 29, that made me feel very good.
I've told you you're not old. 33 is not old. You're just pessimistic.
But the most important thing of all of this, isn't it annoying that Devontae Adams can be like, yeah, this wasn't going to be good for my career, so I'm under contract, but I want out. And I want also the Packers to trade me to the one team that I want to go to so I can go play with my friends.
Player empowerment.
It's annoying.
The age we live in.
I know, Vanessa. It's annoying, though. Like, and look, everything he said there, well thought out, valid reasons to leave, but it's not like he was in free agency, and I'm just annoyed that the Packers bent over like a...
like a what?
Like someone bending over.
Coming up on
I couldn't think of anything.
On Vanessa that was and Galant. More on Devontae Adams, of course, as well as another player that the Raiders locked up. Plus, 91 days until the NFL regular season. That's next.
Who's this?
Hey, this is Trey Wingo. You're listening to ESPN 97.5 Houston. Hello.
Looking for a spot to elevate your lunch game, satisfy for dinner, or cater your next event? Mendocino Farms has you covered with chef-crafted sandwiches, salads, and bowls. Every meal is made with fresh ingredients you can feel good about. We can't get enough of the modern Caesar, the not-so-fried chicken sandwich, or the Farm Club. With 5 Mendocino Farms locations in Houston, visit them in-store, downtown, Rice Village, Uptown Park, and the Heights, or head to MendocinoFarms.com to order online and eat happy.
Hey, Mike, what are you doing way up on that ladder? You're going to hurt yourself.
Oh, I'm trying to unclog these gutters.
That's smart. I had water damage from my gutters last year. It cost me $10,000.
Wait, $10,000?
Yeah, and from over here, it looks like water's been pouring over your clogged gutters, and it's probably doing real damage to your foundation. You need to do what I did. Get off the ladder and call Leaf Filter.
Yeah, but I need to get these gutters flowing now.
That's why you need to call Leaf Filter. They'll clean and realign your gutters and install their exclusive micro-mesh screen system so nothing gets in your gutters except water.
So Leaf Filter protects my house from damage and means no more gutter cleaning for me?
Bingo. Plus, Leaf Filter has an industry-leading lifetime warranty, so your gutters are covered for life.
Thanks, Frank. I'm calling Leaf Filter today.
Don't go another day with your home unprotected. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com for your free gutter inspection. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com right now for an extra 15% savings. Call 1-844-300-LEAF or go to tryleaffilter.com. That's 1-844-300-LEAF. Leaf.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
My sweet chick's feeling squeaky clean. When Charmin's rolling behind the scenes, Charmin TP gives me those cheeky clean feels. That ultra strong hype is all for reals. Those TP rolls got me a Charmin clean took it. Cheek to cheek feeling oh so shook it.
Charmin Ultra Strong just cleans better. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
It's time to tee it up at Edwin Watts Golf Shops for the hottest gifts for dads and grads, featuring TaylorMade Stealth Carbonwoods and the new Stealth Irons. The Carbonwoods feature carbon twist-based technology, and the new Stealth Irons feature max forgiveness and explosive ball speed. And from Bushnell, the Tour V5 and Tour V5 Shift rangefinders inform you precisely how far you are from the pin. Whether you're a dad or grad, get a free custom fitting today. Edwin Watts Golf Shops, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and shop us online at worldwidegolfshops.com.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right, we're doing it every day, our NFL countdown to the regular season, because we can't wait, and we know that y'all can't wait either. We are at 91, if my math is correct. Yesterday was 92, so I believe today would be 91 days until the NFL regular season. Pumped!
The best number 91 in NFL history, the late Kevin Green, who played for, one, the Rams, R.I.P. two, the Steelers, three, the Panthers. He won Defensive Player of the Year in 1996 with a surprising Panthers team that made it all the way to the NFC Championship. Fun fact, 160 sacks. That is the third most all-time behind just Bruce Smith, who is first with 200, and the late Reggie White, who is second with 198. Boom, 91. There you go.
91, baby. 91 days until the NFL regular season kicks off. Of course, we have OTAs. We have training camp. We have preseason games. The NFL always makes sure it's the biggest story in the sports world. Yes. So no doubt there. But actual football, 91. Okay. Tom Brady, also known as 12, had issues last year. So there were reports with Bruce Arians, his head coach at the time. There was tension. There were contentious conversations. There were disagreements. This was what ESPN and NFL Network reported. Tom Brady has denied that in his latest. Do we have sound from this?
We do.
Okay, that's what I thought. Okay, sorry. I was trying to figure out if it was an article. Tom Brady denied having issues with Bruce Arians in his latest media availability.
At the end of the season.
Zero whatsoever, yeah. He and I have a great relationship, and I think that's, you know, part of why I chose here was because of Bruce. I mean, he and I have been as incredible communication, and, you know, I have great respect for him, and he knows how I feel about him. That's the most important thing.
All right, so Tom Brady denying any allegations of any contentious issues and arguments between he and Bruce Arians. Do you guys buy this?
No, not at all. I think that this was a large reason that Tom Brady stepped out. I think that while he joined the Buccaneers, as he said, because of Bruce Arians, I think it is very possible that he realized, oh, this is a different level of attention from Bill Belichick, which was going to happen. You like certain things a certain way over 20 years. Somebody else tries to bring something new and spicy into your life. There's a good chance that you're not going to like it for very long, that you're going to want to go back to what you found to be a habit. And from the reports that I've seen, or at least the rumors that have come out, seems like Arians was a little hands-off with the Bucs, while Byron Leftwich and Brady really took a lot of charge on what they wanted to do offensively, and Arians would kind of come in last second with a Sharpie and cross everything out. So, yeah, I don't believe Tom Brady on this one.
I think that Tom Brady usually tries to be semi-truthful, but when, to your point, I mean, what he and Bill Belichick had, they may not be BFFs off the field. Everybody was, you know, overanalyzing their hugs and whatnot last season, But if it works, it works. Mm-hmm. Sometimes with working relationships, you might not even like who you're working with, which I honestly can say I like both of you. No
Yay.
Worries. Sometimes you don't like who you're working with, but the working relationship just works. And I think with Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, they had something really unique where their dynamic just worked out. And then Tom Brady felt like these, you know, this is, of course, per the reports that came out last year, that Bruce Arians didn't have a lot of gas left in the tank and that he was done.
Yeah.
And that he wasn't putting in as much effort as Tom Brady, who obviously wants to go out on top, obviously wants to win Super Bowls. I like what you said about the retirement, because I think this had something to do with his retirement as well. Notice, of course, Bruce Arians is now in the role of like senior advisor or something.
it's like a polite way of not firing him.
Of not firing him.
Which is funny, because again, he won the Super Bowl the year before that. But that's how things work in the NFL, and you can always find a way to move someone out.
Yes, you can, and even if it's in a very nice, nice, calm way.
Coaches get that treatment from time to time. I think Don Shula with the Dolphins, in a way, did. I don't know if Shula just walked away in the mid-90s when Jimmy Johnson took over. Because, I mean, you hired Jimmy Johnson away from the Dallas Cowboys. If you have that opportunity, I can understand
why. At universities, they do this thing called, I think it's emeritus, where, I'm thinking of the right thing, right? Where they make somebody a professor emeritus, meaning they're not teaching anymore, but they still have say on the board.
Yeah, basically it's a way for them to just still hang around either the academic institution or the Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and then NBC did it with Al Michaels too. Al Michaels is going to call one NBC playoff game, and they named him emeritus of NBC Sports, even though he's with Amazon. Very strange. Which quarterback coach duo do you think has the worst relationship right now?
It's a good question. I have three off the top of my head. Now, the first one, because it's been so noisy this offseason, has to be Kyler Murray and Cliff Kingsbury.
It's a great one.
Because think about just how much complaining Murray has done. Yeah, he wants to get that new contract, but does he like working with Kingsbury, who I don't think has gotten the most out of him? Number two, and this one's just funny, Matt Rhule and Sam Darnold. Because they're like Rose and Jack stuck on a piece of drift as the Titanic sinks.
With the richest owner in the NFL.
Right. And I mean, Rose definitely had space to put Jack on that, but selfish, bougie, you know what that she was. She let him freeze to death in the water. What was probably just horrendously painful and death. And then the last one, Mike Vrabel and Ryan Tannehill. Those are my three.
Yeah, it seems like Vrabel always sticks up for Tannehill.
He does, but I mean, you got to get sick of sticking up for the guy over and over and over again, especially after you lost the playoff game because your quarterback threw three interceptions. You can say that there are other things that factored into it, and I'm sure that there were other things, but the main thing was your starting quarterback threw three interceptions and played a lot worse than he had in the 2 years prior.
I'm going with Matt LaFleur and Aaron Rodgers. I know that they supposedly patched things up. I just think that Aaron Rodgers is not easy to deal with, whether it's because he's complaining, he's dating a witch, he is not going to his brother's wedding. I just think that he's permanently difficult to deal with. And if you're Matt LaFleur, yes, you are so happy that one of the greatest, if not the greatest quarterback currently in the NFL is back on your team. You're happy you were able to get it worked out. But my God, there's no way those two like each other. I mean, Matt LaFleur, who, with perfect pretty eyebrows, with you know, all of the polite answers at press conferences, and then Aaron Rodgers, who doesn't talk to the media except for on the Pat McAfee show and seems like he doesn't shower, maybe dates women that don't shower. There's just no way that those two like each other.
If you're a witch.
Yeah.
I mean, have you ever watched Sabrina the Teenage Witch? I don't think she showered.
That was a good show.
She's a witch. Why would you have to shower ever?
But there's no way those two like each other.
You're clean.
Sean, what do you think? Which quarterback coach duo do not like each other? Current quarterback coach duo.
So mine is, there's nothing reported about this, but I think Mike McCarthy and Dak Prescott, just based off how the last game of the season ended, with both of them, seemingly both of them screwing up equally as bad with the slide with 10 seconds left in the middle of the field. I can't see how they, after that game, they are like, well, we still got each other's back.
They're brothers in arms.
One of them is blaming the other, especially with Sean Payton about to take Mike McCarthy's job. There's no reason.
You think
really,
that's a go?
There's no reason for Dak to be like, nope, I still stand by Mike. I still think a lot of Coach McCarthy. It's like, kind of screwed that up, made me look like an idiot.
Does anyone think anything of Mike McCarthy? It's crazy. He's a Super Bowl winning head coach. Like, he has as many Super Bowl victories as Pete Carroll and a bunch of other guys who have won one Super Bowl. Sean McVay. It just was a million years ago.
Bill O'Brien and Deshaun Watson always got along, which surprised me, but they actually really liked each other. Like, that wasn't a fake thing. They liked each other.
That's so no longer a card in favor of Bill O'Brien, though.
It is not.
Yes. Being the JD in the straight shot to Watson's Weinstein.
I should have known. I should have known. Well, we're not saying O'Brien should have known, but that was the one thing O'Brien had other than, the Texans like actually did have winning seasons with O'Brien was Watson liked him for what it's worth, and now that's not even positive in O'Brien's favor.
The Raiders, by the way, signing Pro Bowl wide receiver Hunter Renfrow to a two-year, $32 million extension.
The great white hope.
$21 million guaranteed.
So gritty.
That is for Tom Pelissero. Big-time payday.
Big motor. Hardworking. You know.
Gym rat.
Actually a good player. Yeah. Does have me thinking, okay, off the top of your head, let's just do this. This is an experiment, guys.
Okay.
Let's all draft current white wide receivers. I'll go first. Cooper Kupp.
Current white wide receivers.
White wide receivers, yeah.
White receivers.
White wide receivers.
Are there any that are on the Texans?
I don't know.
Kevin Walter.
No, he's retired. Mm. But he is a legend in our eyes.
Chris Collinsworth.
Also retired. Played for the Bengals.
Chris Hogan.
Chris Hogan. Retired, I think, is playing professional lacrosse.
Julian Edelman.
Retired.
Julian Edelman is retired.
Wes Welker. Retired. I have that one for you, too. Here's another one.
Steve Largent.
Retired. Also in politics now. How are you guys not thinking about Gunnar Olszewski? Come on.
Danny Amendola?
You know what? I think he's still playing the league.
Great.
He's
Amendola
on the Texans.
Is technically
from the
still
Woodlands.
Playing.
Yeah. We used to date Olivia Culpo. Handled the breakup really, really embarrassingly
poorly
on Instagram.
His dad's a great athletic director. Eric Decker.
Retired.
Brandon Stokely.
Married to a country
Jordy
singer.
Nelson.
Retired. All of them are retired.
Bill Schroeder.
All are retired.
Have they never replaced Jordy Nelson in Green Bay?
No.
There's not another one?
Okay, so there's Hunter Renfrow, there's Cooper Kupp, there's, I think, Gunnar Olszewski.
Danny Amendola.
Isn't Braxton Berrios white?
Sure.
I don't know.
We'll take him.
Doesn't sound white.
Oh, Adam Thielen.
Adam Thielen. Ooh,
very
that's a good
white.
One.
Yeah,
that's a good one, Sean.
Cole Beasley.
I don't think he's on the team.
Oh, he's not.
I don't think he's on the team.
Getting blackballed.
Yeah.
Adam Thielen.
He was right all along.
Danny Amendola. Cooper Kupp.
It's hard, right?
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
He's a tight end, though.
He is, yeah.
Close enough.
Yeah, come on. Come on. There's a lot of white tight ends. Like, you got George Kittle.
Right. Wide tight end university.
Yeah, Greg Olson. Well, he's retired, too.
Coming up.
White cornerbacks coming up next.
Yeah. do Houston sports fans, do y'all actually have it that bad, or is it just kind of all in your head? Give us your opinion. We want
to
hear.
I can't believe Vanessa's about to dump this take
That's
on us. It's
next.
Juicy.
ESPN 97.5 and ESPN 92.5.
Warrior sound!
Real.
Let's go!
Fun. Sports. In the wee hours of the night, when everyone else is fast asleep, you're the one on third shift, burning the midnight oil. When a part fails and everything comes to a grinding halt, regardless of what the clock on the wall says, you leap into action. Grainger is with you and all the ones who get it done. With 24/7 customer support by phone or click to chat. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Thinking about gas mileage? Keep your engine at its best with clean oil from Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic. Got an older vehicle? Use Pennzoil Platinum Full Synthetic High Mileage. Right now, you can get 5 quarts of either with an STP Extended Life Oil Filter for $36.99. Get what you need for better fuel efficiency at any of our 6,000 stores or on AutoZone.com.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Loyalty restrictions apply.
Tired of losing business to competitors because of your outdated website? I'm Hector Garcia, owner of SiteJab.com, and we love helping business owners just like yourself build better websites that truly represent your brand. Call the folks here at SiteJab, 713-999-4661. The time to invest in your growth for your business is now. Call us at SiteJab.com, 713-999-4661. 713-999-4661. Let's get started on your website today.
Home title theft. It's on the rise, and it's devastating if it happens to you. Listen to the alarming words of an actual home title thief.
I don't need to know your date of birth and social security number. All I have to do is go to public records, create a document, and file that document. And then I can borrow against the house or sell the house. You may have no clue until you find out that your house has been sold or till several loans or several banks are foreclosing on you.
For pennies a day, Home Title Lock puts a virtual barrier of protection around your home's title with 24/7 monitoring. The instant they detect any tampering, you'll get an alert. And that's bad news for home title thieves.
So the problem with a company like Home Title Lock is that they can get me in the middle of the crime, and that's your worst fear.
Are you already a victim? Find out today with your free title scan and complete title report. $100 value, free with sign up. Just go to HomeTitleLock.com. That's HomeTitleLock.com. HomeTitleLock.com.
Get the great look you want, guaranteed. Where? At Roosters Men's Grooming Center. It is much more than a barbershop. Book your appointment today at Roosters Men's Grooming Center in West Chew, Cinco Ranch, Pearland, or Tanglewood.
Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. With Angie, you could cross your next project off your to-do list before this ad is over. Just tell us what you need and we'll handle the rest, sending a top pro to get it done. Or browse reviews, compare quotes from pros, and connect instantly, all for free. For everything from routine maintenance to a dream remodel. Because however you want your project done, we'll get it done. Download the app or go to Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com to get started.
For nearly 100 years, folks have trusted Blue Star Medicated Ointment to relieve the pain and itching of almost any skin irritation.
It works on my son's dry, itching feet and their jock itch.
I had this rash on my neck. Nothing worked until Blue Star.
Blue Star worked great on my ringworm without steroids.
My wife and I have been using Blue Star for years. It's never let us down.
Look for the white box with the blue star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast, or your money back.
Simple Seats is a place for Houston sports fans to buy tickets at the lowest prices. At SimpleSeats.com, you don't pay any fees. Use promo code Lance10 for $10 off your first order over $50. That's Simple Seats. Better prices, no fees. It's that simple.
Broadcasting live from the Veritex Community Bank Studios, it's Vanessa and Gallant on ESPN 97.5 and 92.5.
All right. It's something that I heard when I moved here, that Houston sports were unlucky. Houston sports fans had it.
You're going to make
so
many
bad.
People mad.
I know. I thought it was odd because I had just moved here from Cincinnati. Now, I moved here in August of 2019. So, at this point, Cincinnati had not been to a Super Bowl and had not made the Final Four for college football. So, I thought that it was strange because the Astros had won a World Series. This was pre-cheating scandal. The Astros had won a World Series. The Texans weren't terrible. And, you know, the Rockets had had some good years as well and ended up getting Harden and, you know, bringing in Westbrook, whatnot. Houston sports have had some really, really unlucky times. You finally get a franchise quarterback in Deshaun Watson. That happens. You bring superstars to the Rockets, and it just never works out. And then the Astros have this massive cheating scandal. I just don't know that it's one of the top five unluckiest sports cities in America. I find it hard to buy that. What do you guys think?
Well, if you say top five, then that does get very subjective. But I think Houston has had it pretty damn bad. Yeah, you won titles in 94 and 95 with the Rockets. But every single time you talk about those titles, people will say, oh, well, Michael Jordan didn't play during those years, which is factually inaccurate for the second year. And, I mean, would Michael Jordan's Rockets have beaten those, excuse me, Michael Jordan's Bulls have beaten those Rockets in 94? I don't know, but a lot of people like are strongly of the belief, yes, they would have. I don't know. The Astros won a World Series, yes, in 2017.
And they've been to two since.
Yes, and everyone thinks that they cheated to win said World Series. So you could put an asterisk next to every single Houston championship. Houston had some of the best college basketball teams ever in the 1980s.
Final four.
How many national titles do they have to show for it? Zero. They got there, and they lost in heartbreaking fashion, including to NC State in what was one of the best upsets in NCAA history, except for Houston lost that game, and for Houston, that sucked, because that team kept on making it to the Final Four, and they could not quite bring the championship home. Their football team was stolen from them by Bud Adams. Stolen. Taken away. And now, here we are.
But since then, WNBA championships, NBA championships.
A WNBA team that no longer exists.
A Final Four.
Yes.
From Calvin Sampson and U of H. I'm not saying that Houston is as blessed as Boston. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying it's not as unlucky as some people say it is. Give yourself some credit. It's a good thing.
It's not been Detroit.
It's not Cleveland. Minneapolis.
I get that. I get all of those things. They lost the football team, though, and then they decided to replace the very cute dog with what has turned out to be a chihuahua with rabies in the Houston Texans, in that they're ugly, have a terrible team nickname, and have done nothing. And they're not as lovable as the last dog, even though the Oilers were probably not as cool as we remember. At the very least, they were cute, unlike this chihuahua that you now have as the NFL franchise in town with an inferiority complex to the other teams in town based off of what's going on of late, a very well-deserved one. Is it the worst in terms of bad luck in the United States of America? Hell to the no. But it has been pretty rough, and there's a reason that Houston sports fans expect the worst. I mean, think about the best times of the Houston Texans. They're, 11-1 going into a Monday night football game against the New England Patriots, and they wear these stupid Letterman jackets.
Never forget the Letterman jacket, the curse of the Letterman jacket. Those were so bad.
And they got skull bleeped on national TV in a game that I was actually in attendance for. Oh, by the way, a little bit later, they have a 24-7 first half lead on the Kansas City Chiefs in the playoffs. Guess what? They blew that one. The year before in 2011, things are looking pretty good for them. Matt Schaub gets injured. They're not able to do anything. And then, of course, go back to the 93-94 Oilers. Maybe, no, check that. The 1992-93 Oilers, who had a 35-3 lead on the Buffalo Bills, blew it. The next year, the Oilers play very well until they collapsed down the stretch, largely due to the fact that they were skipping town. It has not been good.
I'm not saying it's been great. I'm just saying it's not one of the most unlucky sports cities in America. 8755 argues with me and says, Yao and T-Mac injury prone. Harden Rockets choke job and Paul injury. Astros before Altuve choke jobs. Schaub below average. Carr didn't have a team around him and he didn't put in effort. So yes, unlucky. I don't know. Alfonso, we have a caller. Alfonso, what say you on the 90s Rockets?
Hi there. I heard you guys talk about, you know, the years that they won the two titles and that Jordan wasn't playing. If you were to go back and look at the times where Jordan was playing, the few times that we got to do head-to-head with the Chicago Bulls, while Jordan was playing, we were actually dominant against Chicago a few times where they were confused of how do you defend Olajuwon. That was their number one concern at the time. Two, I don't know about, you know, being the most unluckiest city in terms of sports. I would say Cleveland ranks higher than us.
That's what I think. Cleveland and Detroit,
every time
for sure.
They've got something go in their favor, it just goes right off the bottom. I mean, but I just wanted to throw in my 2 cents, you guys. Y'all have a good day.
Thanks,
Alfonso.
Appreciate
that. Thanks for listening and thanks for calling in. Yeah, Cleveland and Detroit, far ahead of Houston as far as unlucky.
Minnesota is
I don't know.
Minnesota, I totally agree with Minnesota.
Because you
totally
got the Vikings with the... 97? When they missed the field goal, you got the Minnesota Miracle against New Orleans. Oh, actually, that
Cleveland's
went their
been
way.
Plenty
they've
lucky.
They've had NBA though. Yeah, that's true. They've had
well,
NBA.
Well, it's just LeBron.
Yeah,
their entire sports success is.
They've had the number one draft pick like five times in the past 10 years. Like they've had plenty of luck on their side. How many teams never actually get the number one overall pick? Also, LeBron left them and came back. The Indians were good for a while. I don't think that's a lack of luck. Oh, yeah, my bad. The Guardians.
No, yeah, they are very lucky that the greatest or second greatest basketball player of all time was
born, from there.
Was
yes.
born like 90 right. minutes away from the arena.
I mean, otherwise they would not have a title. So it hasn't been great there, but they have had luck. They're just idiots.
The Browns is a rough one.
But they're still stupid. But that's still a city that suffers due to them being suffering.
It's and the like, Browns were stolen. Like Cleveland elected right, Jimmy Haslam right. as the like the it was unlucky that their owners and that their NFL team got taken away and then replaced with like just the absolute crappiest one you could imagine.
This is crazy. Someone on Twitch says New Orleans. If you've won a Super Bowl and you've
I think that's like just a, in general.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sucks.
They have had some bad basketball luck.
They've had bad basketball with luck indeed.
Chris Paul.
That's
true.
They've
had Anthony Davis, and they've had
Zion Williamson.
But they won a Super Bowl, and for a long time, every year, you know that they were going to win at least 9-10 games.
It's been better in New Orleans. Also, LSU football technically counts as New Orleans.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
So,
unlucky
Detroit,
sports cities, Seattle. Sad. Yeah. Yeah. What's your... Because you live there.
They got their basketball team moved to Oklahoma City.
Yes.
And then they...
The Mariners are the worst team in Major League history.
They haven't made the playoffs in 20 years.
The hockey
but
team...
But they did beat the Astros. They won a series against the Astros.
Three series against the Astros this year.
So Seattle is a sadder sports town than Houston for sure, right?
Well...
I mean, it's they've won a Super Bowl. Sadder place.
Well,
they've
yeah.
won a they've won a Super Bowl in the last decade, and
that's a great point.
But Russ threw that pick and could have had two.
Yeah, that's true. It's just, I mean, Russ has zero Super Bowls, but the Seahawks have one.
Yes, he's never right. been the bus driver on a
exactly.
So if a team if a city has won a Super Bowl within the last 10 years.
I think they're out of the running.
I agree with
if
that.
If there's HD video of you winning a Super
Bowl. Yeah, you're out of the running.
Boston right. has had it really rough in the last 3 years though, with no Super Bowls.
Shut up.
Well, but it's like our birthright. Like, it's different for the rest of the country.
San Diego, lose. Yeah, if you're a true San Diego has a
they're
lot
all
of
surfing
implants,
and smoking
yeah,
pot. They,
have a lot of people that
the baseball
that move
team's
there.
Spending money. Like, that should be enough for you. You don't watch sports in San Diego. Come on.
Yeah, I guess would you say St. Louis won a Stanley Cup?
Ugh, give me some tacos, man.
St. Louis losing their football team, that was a bummer.
Is Arizona, the does that do anything for
Blues
you?
Blues won the Stanley Cup.
The Suns
on the
didn't make the playoffs
Cardinals
for 10
are
years.
There.
They kind of got screwed in the Nash years.
Yeah, I think that Phoenix is on some of the lists for the worst sports cities. Other than that run from the Suns last year, it's been rough for them.
Yeah,
they've just been super
even that
average.
Run, they're up 2-0 in the finals right. and then choked
yeah,
away.
Yeah,
Phoenix, true. Detroit for sure. Cleveland.
Yeah, Detroit's been bad.
The NBA championship.
You know Detroit's bad because we haven't even
right.
given the like resume for Detroit. We're just like, yeah, Detroit.
Michigan football lost to Ohio State like 20 years in a row. The Red Wings, it's been a really long time for them since they were what they used to be.
So here's my interesting take on 6602 says...
Pistons, 2004.
Right. 6602 says Buffalo. Buffalo only has two professional sports teams, which doesn't necessarily take them out of the running, but I think when you think of robust sports cities, I'm talking three or four, or, you know, like in Houston's case, if you count the soccer teams, five, you know, pro sports teams.
They've
Dynamo
lost
two championships, so
but
how
Buffalo,
tortured are we really?
Buffalo's yeah. lost
Shout
a lot
out
of
to
title
Brian
games.
Ching. Buffalo losing all the playoff and Super Bowls is sad.
Because the Sabres got, I think, did they get to two Stanley Cups against the Red Wings? I know they lost one, and there was like a very controversial call that ended one of those Stanley Cups, and I think like someone stepped in the crease. And then there's another one where, of course, the Bills lost the four Super Bowls in a row and have been nothing, and then they lose because of a coin toss, as you
said.
So
someone
yes.
on Twitch said Indianapolis. It's been rough with the Pacers. Like, it's been repeatedly rough.
Well,
but the Colts have been able to put together a couple of
yeah.
good seasons.
And Reggie Miller, I mean, look, in the eyes of at least New York, Reggie Miller completing the Knicks choke job in that one game, that essentially was, because it happened against New York, it's been crowned by New York as an actual NBA title.
That's true.
Because, like, oh, it happened in the Garden. It's the most important thing that's ever happened.
Yeah, that... I don't know. I mean, I think that Houston sports has had a couple of unlucky moments, but I also think that they've had a lot of success, and I mean it as a good thing. You guys should be proud.
They've suffered. We have suffered.
Coming up, we're going to take a call about this, and we're going to continue our conversation. Is Houston actually an unlucky sports fan base? We're also going to talk about a media member who doesn't see Watson playing anytime in the near future. That's next.
ESPN 97.5.